It's Thursday, May 21st, 2020, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Google wins some new cloud business, several releases we care about, and Intel with more programs to help. This is the Business of Tech. Google has won a deal with the Department of Defense. The deal's in the seven-figure range per reporting by Axios, and it is through the DoD's Defense Innovation Unit, focused on identifying cyber threats, per the announcement. Google said the system will, quote, provide real-time network monitoring, access control, and full audit trails, enabling DIU to maintain its strict cloud security posture without compromising speed and reliability. The system, which will be centrally managed from Google's console, will allow the DIU to run web services and applications across competing cloud services like those offered by Amazon and Microsoft. Why do we care? Google hadn't pursued that JEDI contract we've talked about before, but that doesn't mean they're not interested in government work, and here's that. Could put them into conflict with their own employees, as there's pushback on some of their government works, such as Project Maven with the Pentagon, which was designed to use Google AI and machine learning to analyze drone footage. That project was abandoned in 2019 after those protests. Government is a necessary sector for all the cloud players. When you're seeking the kind of growth numbers they are, the size and scale of their operations, there are only a few industries that really do it. Healthcare, education, and government are on that list. Cloud providers and government is good for the public perception too, as if it's good enough for them, it's good enough for any business. And importantly, how they handle those employee concerns. They need this business. How will they manage that perception, and what can we take away from that? That's why we care about these moves. Signal has added pins to its secure messaging service. This is designed to move more away from phone numbers as a way of identifying users. The feature is available now. Also released today, Apple and Google have released their API for exposure notifications. This is the API, not any specific app, but it is required to leverage those capabilities. Alabama, North Dakota, and South Carolina are the first states that have committed to using the technology. Why do we care? I'll start with Apple and Google. For service provider companies, ensuring your customers update to the latest versions to support this capability is a good idea in advance of any rollout, because the value of this type of product is related to how extensive the user base is using it. If technology is part of the solution, then make sure this is rolled out. Users themselves have the option to use it, but the infrastructure needs to be in place to leverage it. On Signal, I want to make the community aware of this new security option. Intel has expanded its relief efforts to its partners who need help with cash flow. Ahead of their virtual Intel Partner Connect, Intel spoke with CRN and confirmed that, along with HP and Lenovo, they are expanding their financing programs through distribution partners with the aim of helping resellers with cash flow. New offerings include extended financing, more flexibility in terms, flexibility in stock rotation programs, and price reductions on certain products and changes to rebates. Full details in the link to CRN. Why do we care? I was a guest speaker with the MSP Initiative today, and link to that is in the show notes, and one of my comments was around leveraging these programs to help keep solution providers alive. Tomorrow I'll have new data on the situation for providers just releasing, and the goal is to run the marathon and stay alive. Leverage these programs. Providers aren't the banks, but the vendors and distributors have great programs to help everyone move forward and leverage technology. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. If you like the show, a couple of things you could do to support it. First, share with a colleague. Let others know what you're getting value out of The Business of Tech and share them to subscribe. Links are at mspradio.com. If you love the content, you can support it directly. Go to patreon.com/mspradio. Sign up on our Give What You Want billing model. You can give whatever you think the content is worth, and we're appreciative of every little bit. Thanks for listening. I'll talk to you tomorrow, just before the long weekend.